The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we have Nick Redfern, his latest book, Close Encounters of the Fatal Kind. In the previous segment, he was telling us about the death of N.K. Jessup and about the fact that next year is going to be a book about it. Chris?
Well, I find it interesting, too, Nick, that this morning in my inbox, there was an email from you announcing that a publication of the annotated version of Jessup's book is actually now available.
Yeah, it's one of those sort of weird synchronicities that pop up in ufology quite often, or Fortiana in general. Yeah, there's just literally right now a new version of the annotated version of Jessup's book is now available. And now the original, of course, you can still buy original copies on Amazon or wherever of Jessup's book. Of course, they're not annotated, they're just old hardbacks from the 50s. But the annotated one, which has got all these scribblings in from Carlos Allende, that is the one that the Varro Corporation ran off like 25 copies on like a mimeograph machine for the Navy. And it's like a photography or a facsimile of that version with all the scribblings in that's just been released by New Sourcerian Books. And it's actually a really good price, like $17. The originals were moving at one point for like four figures if you could get your hands on one of these 25 copies printed by the Varro Corporation. They were literally shifting for, you know, four figures. So $17 is a great saving if you want to get that book. And so just Google Case of the UFO, New Sourcerian Books, and you'll find it.
I know that I had a copy of that, and I gave that copy to Charles Burles, my copy, and he never returned it. But that's...
Oh, dear. That's not good.
That's how it goes.
That's not good at all.
All right. Chris, you want to go back to some more questions, or should we ask about Dr. James McDonald?
Yeah, let's talk about McDonald first. I do have some other questions that kind of jump ahead in time a little bit here in our timeline.
Okay. Dr. James McDonald, one of the few scientists who actively and publicly conceded he was interested in UFOs, he dies early, a little too early. What happened?
Well, you know, I mean, McDonald's actually somebody I don't include in the book because there were certain sort of criteria I was looking for. And, you know, one of the ones was whether or not some of the people who died had ill health for a long time before they died, you know, rather than out of the blue sudden deaths. And the other one was what was going on in their private lives that might have had something to do with the death. You know, the thing I point out in the book, we all have to remember, is that UFO researchers are people first, you know, with relationships and things going on in their lives that have nothing to do with ufology. And I think very often there's a tendency for people to think, if you're a ufologist, that's all you do, you know, which is crazy. You know, we have normal lives, social lives,
yeah, right.
Wives, husbands, you know, the whole, you know, it's not like we're some sort of weird offshoot of the human race.
Well, and, not all of us do, Nick.
Speak for yourself,
and,
Nick.
The grounded ones among the group here do have real lives, but there are some people that live and breathe this stuff 24/7.
Well, there are, but then you find that with people who collect stamps and make model aeroplanes, you know, crazies. Oh, I call them crazies anyway. But the point I'm making is that McDonald was someone who was having major problems, you know, in his private life. He had issues with his wife. His relationship was suffering. You know, then there was this one attempted suicide which left him blind. You know, people may disagree with me. To me, that sounds more like a tragic case of somebody in ufology dying under tragic circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, and there were a lot of people I left out of the book who some people said, why didn't you include this person? Why didn't you include Mac Tonis? I saw Mac had heart disease quite a while before he died in 2009. I remember speaking to him like a year almost before, when he started having fainting experiences at work and going dizzy and passing out. And he was trying to get the doctors, you know, to do studies. You know, you find, you know, football players, baseball players die on the pitch at 30 now and again. It's not sinister, but I think when it's ufology, people assume it has to be sinister, which isn't the case. So you have to be very careful what you accept as a legitimate mysterious death versus what is just you know, an unfortunate number of people on the planet die young or, you know, kill themselves or whatever.
Yeah, good point. And again, with a 65,000-word limit, you're only going to be able to include so much without just doing, a brief mention or something.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want people to think, I haven't read the book, that I just kind of like race through at a million miles an hour through each one. No, I mean, each chapter gets like a good 15-page treatment, you know, a detailed summary of the entire case. But like with Maury Island or Roswell or Mantell, you know, you could turn any of those into full-length books and people have.
Yeah. Well, one chapter, obviously, Nick, that really intrigued me was chapter 12. About UFOs and, you know, this whole kind of taboo subject of human mutilations. In my book, I do have a section of a chapter that I devote to that subject. You cover some of the same material in your chapter. The whole idea of ET coming down and mutilating livestock, you know, if that's a real connection, that's disturbing enough. But I see an interesting document that you reprinted in here that is rather disturbing. It's coming from the director of the FBI in 76, saying that federal investigative agencies and also theories that these mutilations of cattle are only a forerunner for later mutilations of human beings. This is something that I was not aware of, this particular document. And let's go ahead and just quickly go into this whole very troubling subject that, you know, the benevolent space brother, true believer crowd like Stephen Greer and others are absolutely in denial that this could possibly even be a worthy subject to discuss. Where do you come down on this whole idea of livestock mutilations possibly being tied to more troubling mutilations of humans?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, well, first thing I should preface, for people who are wondering, that document that you mentioned is a legitimate Freedom of Information document, surfaced from the FBI, and it's dated October 76. And this was a period when the FBI was actively collecting reports from, like, New Mexico State Police on cattle mutilations. And one of the things they got hold of was an article published in We magazine in September 76 on cattle mutilations. And for some reason, we don't know, the special agents in charge at Springfield, Illinois, mailed at the time the director of the FBI a document stating or specifically highlighting that there was a theory that the mutilations were a forerunner for human mutilations. Now, what's kind of intriguing is why that particular point should have been highlighted for the director of the FBI. It kind of makes me think that perhaps there have been other rumors and stories that had reached the FBI, and that was a specific reason why the We article was singled out for the circulating throughout various departments of the FBI. But to get to the overall issue of human mutilations, I think more than anything else, when it comes to UFO secrecy, I think that's possibly the one thing more than any other that would be clamped down on. The idea that people haven't just been abducted or studied or, you know, bathed in some weird light or whatever, but have actually been systematically killed and dissected. That would be something, you know, totally out of the arena, so to speak, in terms of secrecy levels. But there are a number of stories, granted there aren't that many, which may be a good thing, you know, in terms of the number of reports that actually occurred. But I talk about one very controversial one from 72 in Cambodia, which surfaced from Leonard Stringfield, who was a well-known UFO researcher who died in the 90s. And he said he'd spoken to a high-ranking military source who related his story of how a U.S. military team out in Cambodia in the jungles in looking for North Vietnamese troops came across what we would call a classic flying saucer, like a huge globe-type saucer thing, where there were these clearly alien creatures loading dead humans and body parts into these large bins, sealing them and then loading them aboard the UFO. Now, it sounds like sci-fi, but Stringfield did go on record as stating that he verified his source, he knew him, and he stood by the story.
We've got Nick Redfern talking about human mutilations and some information that came from the late Leonard Stringfield. A lot more to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Here on the Paracast, Nick Redfern here for three more segments. The book is Close Encounters of the Fatal Kind. You're telling us about the story from Leonard Stringfield, who was a pretty straight ahead guy, about UFOs collecting dead humans and bringing them aboard their spacecraft?
Yeah, and Stringfield said this came from a high-ranking military source. Now, back at the time, 89, Stringfield didn't go public with his name, and he didn't up to the day he died. But just a couple of years ago, Stringfield's files were handed over to MUFON. I think it was MUFON anyway. What I'm thinking is if somebody were to go through those original files and they found the raw data reports that Stringfield had from this guy, surely his name would be mentioned within those files. You know, it was only publicly that Stringfield withheld so many names. And that was one of the things that many researchers criticized him for. He had some really intriguing crashed UFO stories, but he always withheld the names. But that was publicly. But if someone were to go through the original files, I would bet that at some point they'd come across the original interview that he did with, you know, Colonel whoever who told him this story. So that might open more doors. Now, there are a few other stories about bodies being found under unusual circumstances and which clearly didn't look like predator-style activity. A famous one from Idaho between the towns of Bliss and Jerome, where supposedly in 79, a couple of hunters stumbled on the body of a man whose both his lips were missing, his sexual organs were gone, one of his ears was gone, but it didn't again look like, you know, he'd been attacked by a mountain lion or a bear. So in that sense, it sort of eerily mirrors the cattle mutilations. But when Chris asked, you know, where do I stand on all this, I think it's like Chris mentions in Stalking the Herd. I think one of the problems we've got is so many people have looked at it from it's either this or it's either that. But there could actually be a couple of these things that are going on, but because they're kind of similar, they become lumped into one phenomenon. And that's why it's become puzzling, where we have what seems to be legitimate UFO sightings in some cases, but then we have what are clearly helicopters in other cases, and then in others, maybe even evidence of cult type activity. So I don't think necessarily it's just one thing, but I am sort of really intrigued by all the research that Chris has done into the whole issue of like viruses and Alzheimer's and, you know, the infection of the beef industry and things like that. I think that's sort of highly plausible and ominous at the same time.
And we should note that Don Ecker, you know, our good friend and colleague, spent a number of years off and on trying to get to the bottom of cases he was told about. And really, as an ex-law enforcement official with some connections, you would think he'd be able to at least make some headway on this. And he just hit a brick wall on this. And as have I. I have had, over my 20 years of looking into the whole mutilation phenomenon, I've had some really good, solid, you know, I think credible leads that I've attempted to follow up on. And in one case, I lost what I considered a very valuable source within a, you know, a state police organization, simply because I pressed them when they told me, don't ask me about this. And I said, well, wait a minute. Yeah, that was the last time I ever was able to talk to them. So, I mean, that was an indication to me that I wasn't barking up the wrong tree, and that an incredible lid of secrecy has been placed on these cases by the law enforcement fraternity.
Well, yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I've been to Puerto Rico on quite a few times looking for the Chupacabra, and every time I've been there, I've heard rumors about human mutilations rather than just animal attacks. And again, they're the ones, interestingly enough, that most people don't really want to talk about, and that includes the civil defense people. I actually had a couple of conversations the third time I went there with some of the civil defense people, and they said, well, you know, I don't know anything personally about it, but yeah, we've all heard these stories about human mutilations and somebody came in and locked it all down and, you know, we weren't supposed to talk about it. The Chupacabra's fine. They don't mind us talking about that, but
right. These
sort of human mutes was like a no-go area. And it actually came across as very believable because they weren't trying to spin some huge story saying, oh, you know, it's this great story and here's all the details, but you can never talk about it. They were just like, no, we've heard rumors, we've heard these stories about bodies found drained of blood and organs gone, but I really don't know anything more than that, other than we were told not to sort of sensationalize it or give it, you know, any sort of credibility or to actually talk about it even.
Well, you know, now that we've kind of broached this particular subject, of course, you know, the very intense Claris incident down in Brazil, the mouth of the Amazon on the island of Claris. You know, you do briefly mention some of these cases. Bob Pratt, of course, wrote a book on these events. Where do you come down on that? I mean, I find this particular case one of the more troubling cases of UFOs actually really appearing to act in a hostile, dangerous manner towards people.
Well, yeah, I mean, that case in it alone, as a standalone case, is very sort of interesting and disturbing. But equally, if you look at South America as a whole, the entire continent seems to have a hell of a lot more really violent UFO cases than the rest of the world, to where it is outright hostile. You know, the reports of deaths and disappearances and severe injuries, and it's kind of weird that South America as a continent, as I said, gets this and other places don't. I don't know why that should be, but I mean, but there is a clear trend there. There's no doubt about that at all.
Well, let's see, where can we go with that, Nick? What about other what appear to be cases that exhibit hostile intent by UFO occupants? Of course, we do have the accidental type cases. The Cash Landrum case could have been, you know, construed as an accidental exposure to, you know, to radiation. The Rendlesham Forest case is another case that you don't really see some sort of hostile intent. What about other cases that we have indications that there is hostile intent?
Well, I mean, in terms of one particular theory, one that really stands out is the literally dozens of deaths that I talk about in the book of scientists and computer programmers, all sorts of people working for the Marconi company in England.
Right.
Who died under very questionable circumstances between the early 80s and the early 90s. Now, the reason I mention this in terms of hostile actions on the part of extraterrestrials is because of one particular theory, which I'll come to. What we know for sure, and this is a matter of the official record, is, as I said, between 82 and the early 90s, there were the deaths of somewhere in the region of about 30 to 35 people who either directly worked for or indirectly were connected to Marconi in England. Marconi, which is now being absorbed into another company, but did a lot of groundbreaking research for the British military and the Ministry of Defence. And in the 80s, it was tasked with doing contract work for President Reagan's Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI, or Star Wars, as it was more famously nicknamed. Now, Star Wars was supposedly, or the plan was, to have like an orbiting armada of laser-based weapon systems in the event that the Russians or the Chinese or whoever launched a sneak nuclear attack. We could literally blast or vaporize these missiles before they barely got out of the silos.
We will be vaporized if we don't do our break. How about that? Nick Redfern joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
GCN. Proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris, two more segments of the Paracast with Nick Redfern. Let's get back. The book is called Close Encounters of the Fatal Kind. Nick says this will be his last conspiratorial UFO-type book. We'll see it. We'll see if he doesn't get sucked in again.
No, I won't. I've got plenty of other things I'm working on. I'm done with it.
There you go.
Well, why? Wait a minute. Why are you done with it? Have you said all there is to be said, or
no,
are you just
more
like tired of the subject?
No, actually, I'm not tired of conspiracy-based stuff at all. It's not that in the slightest. It's just that having done like 32 books, 17 of which are on conspiracies, what I don't want to do, and I've never wanted to do, is sort of cheat the reader by, you know, just doing a book where everything has all been seen before.
Right.
And, you know, I've written books on Roswell, NASA conspiracies, Men in Black conspiracies, Did We Go to the Moon, Area 51, Hangar 18, Mysterious Deaths. You know, I've written extensively on the conspiracy side. And what I want, you know, I don't just write to entertain people, I write to get new data out. And I feel that the information that is worth saying on the UFO conspiracy angle has been said, whether by me or whether by, you know, some of the other earlier researchers on Roswell or somebody who wrote about another crash case or, you know, just another side of the conspiracy. Like you with cattle mutilations, you know, I wouldn't dream of writing a book on that because you've done that. It'd be pointless. So, in other words, I take a lot of sort of responsibility in what I write about and what I don't. And I don't feel there's enough material where I would want to be able to write about conspiracies again and be confident that I would be able to say enough to where I wasn't going to cheat the reader. So that's why, you know, I'm not retiring from writing UFO books or paranormal books. I'm just not going to be doing any more sort of UFO files and mysterious deaths and underground bases, you know, that if some other people want to do that, that's fine.
Yeah.
I feel, you know, I put a substantial amount of that kind of thing out there, and I can leave that legacy and just go on to other things. So it's not burnout. It's just I don't want to cheat the reader by finding there's just not enough material. And then you just
right. You don't want to do a Brad Steiger and just kind of regurgitate a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I'd rather leave a legacy where I am now than kind of, you know, I'd rather be sort of a band that goes out, you know, on a final album rather than play till they're 75 doing their old hits over and over again. You know what I mean? That's what I'm
saying. Well, you mentioned the serious death. We got to bring up a couple of individuals, and, you know, we don't have much time, but Jim Keith is a very interesting character. I happened to meet him very early on in my career in the early 90s. He insisted that we meet in the parking lot of a Safeway, and I had to wait for his call for him to tell me where we were going to actually meet, which I found very, I've never had anybody else do, you know, an initial meeting like that where they introduce themselves in a parking lot of a supermarket.
You're not the only one.
Yeah, well, that was for his book, Black Helicopters Over America, if I remember correctly. Now, Jim Keith, correct me if I'm wrong, but he was coming off the stage at Burning Man and broke his ankle and was dead in a couple, 3 days? What's up with that?
Yeah, it was September 1999, and he was at the Burning Man Festival, which was in Reno, Nevada. And Burning Man kind of takes its inspiration, interestingly enough, from the old Wicker Man festivals in the Celtic period and Celtic areas thousands of years ago, where there would be this sort of huge wooden effigy of a man loaded with, you know, chickens and goats and pigs, and it would be set on fire and essentially sacrificed to the earth gods to, you know, ensure bountiful food supply next season and the next crop, etc. So
I love the movie with Brick Eklund dancing naked.
Oh yeah, very cool. But I avoid the Nicolas Cage version; it's terrible. But, the remake, that was awful. But anyway, Burning Man, it's interesting, had it its crux, the idea of a sacrificial rite, so to speak. Well, Jim Keith fell off the stage, actually fractured his tibia, his shin, and he was in a lot of pain. The next day, he was sort of in excruciating pain and had to go to a medical center in Reno. Turns out that, he fractured it, and they told him, you know, you're going to have to go under the knife, which means you're going to be knocked out. And what happened was that shortly afterwards, his nephew came along before he had the operation, and Jim Keith confided him. He said that, you know, if they put me under, I just know I'm not going to wake up. I'm going to die. And eerily enough, that's exactly what happened. The official story was that a blood clot traveled from his knee to his lungs, you know, just stopped his heart stone dead. Well, you know, that can happen. But there were some weird things surrounding it. For example, Greg Bishop, a good friend of mine who we all know, just a couple of days, literally a couple of days before Keith died, Greg and Jim Keith had an email exchange where both of them were talking about how in that very week, they both had computer hacks where major files and backup files had been deleted and couldn't be restored. You know, they were just literally gone for good. And it was specific files. If somebody had targeted both their computers, possibly with a virus, or Greg even wondered if somebody had actually been into his home. Now, what's interesting is that at the very same time of his death, Jim Keith was looking into the death of Princess Diana in France in 1997. A lot of people don't realize that the tunnel where she was killed, that area, was actually once a sacrificial place for the goddess Diana, which, you know, so you've got two events linked with ancient sacrifice, Diana's death and Jim Keith's death, and Jim Keith happened to be investigating Diana's death. Well, the deaths didn't end there. In 2001, 2 years after Jim Keith's death, Ron Bonds, who was his publisher, also died. Now, the official story is that he died of food poisoning caused by a significant overamount of Clostridium exposure. Well, as Jim Keith pointed out in one of his books, in some cattle mutilation events he'd investigated, there was an overabundance of Clostridium. And on top of that, he also wrote how he'd uncovered evidence that somebody, sort of like some black ops group, was developing a drug that could actually provoke huge blood clots that would travel to the lungs and kill people, which is exactly how Jim Keith died. So, in other words, you have Jim Keith writing in his books about the very issues that killed Jim and his publisher, Ron Bonds. And this has given rise to an interesting theory that I sort of present in the book. This was when I was doing research into almost like a black ops program called Operation Often, which was actually created by Sidney Gottlieb, one of the founding brainchilds of MKUltra. Operation Often was literally tasked with looking into the occult as a means to weaponize it. And one of the things they did was to try and figure out if curses, literal curses, were a reality and if they could be weaponized, where somebody could direct their mind at an individual and put a curse on them, like the worst nightmare, the worst Monday morning. So they would have like a terrible run of bad luck. And the idea was, could we assassinate someone by putting a curse on them? So as I point out, maybe Jim Keith really did fall off a stage and Ron Bonds was unfortunate enough to get food poisoning and Diana was unfortunate enough to die in a car crash. But what if these accidents were literally caused by a weaponized curse? As bizarre as it sounds, it does sound bizarre until we realize that was one of the official tasks of Operation Often, was to try and figure out if a curse could be created, nurtured, and then literally dispatched.
Oh, boy. Well, I know there's some people out there, if they want to curse me, don't. Okay, don't do it. The only cursing we hear is the four-letter kind that we cannot utter on this show.
Well, if they try to curse me, watch out. I got a nuclear-powered mirror. It's going to come right back at you.
We got to be back at you for one more segment with Nick Redfern. The book is Close Encounters of the Fatal Kind. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariluHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, one day we'll have that recording of all the people saying the Paracast, and we will see. We'll have votes, and we'll give away a T-shirt or something. I don't know. Close encounters of the fatal kind. Chris, any more questions left from the till?
Well, actually, there are. I think what we should do is maybe sum up Nick's book and his thinking about this particular. It's an aspect of ufology that you don't hear much about is the danger to human health, whether it's on the government side, the synchronistic side, or the alien side. You know, people are really caught up in this love and light, sort of Space Brothers coming to solve all our problems. Nick, what do you think? Do you think that there is an inherent danger in becoming involved in any way, shape, or form, whether an investigator, an experiencer, or someone that just has a casual interest in this subject? Do you think that there's, you know, something to be a little bit wary about or maybe possibly concerned about? Where do you come down on this? I mean,
well,
there are people saying, well, how come you're still, you know, you're writing all these books? How come they haven't come after you?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's several things I could say about this. When you talk about the whole love and light angle, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, a lot of that just, I mean, it makes me want to puke, you know, because when you've got, when somebody says, oh, you know, it's all wonderful and the aliens are going to, you know, plug the hole in the ozone layer, cure cancer, end all wars, you know, and everything's going to be cool. Well, why aren't they doing that? Why is the world in such a state? Why are we all overpopulated? You know, there are viruses all over the place, earthquakes, tsunamis, you know, clearly major weather issues going on. I don't see anybody helping us. And, you know, it's like, oh, well, they are going to help us. Well, I'm sorry, I don't live in that sort of little nice, comfortable box where the world's a nice place and everybody's nice to everybody else. You know, that's not the real world. The real world's a harsh place. And I think people who get caught up in all that love and light, they need a punch on the jaw, or at least they need a wake-up call just to knock a bit of sense into them. Now, as far as the whole issue of, you know, I'm writing books and nothing happened to me. Well, I think one of the things I point out in the book is that clearly most people in ufology don't die or under any circumstances that are even remotely mysterious. You know, there have been thousands of people over the years who've written books, written articles, given lectures, subscribed to magazines, subscribed to journals, gone along to conferences, done radio shows, hosted radio shows, and they've all lived out normal, lengthy lives, 80, 85, whatever. What I think happens and you look at this as a trend, it's where somebody has something and they threaten to release it, and it's so potentially like paradigm changing that somebody takes action, like Mavie Forrestal, like JFK, like Frank Olson. These are all people who, granted, you know, it's still, we're not sure, but all the stories of those three guys, Olson, Kennedy, and Forrestal, the suggestion is they were going to go public, and they were people who held positions of great responsibility in these agencies or, you know, presidential offices, who really would be listened to, and the House of Cards would come tumbling down then. And also possibly people like Maurice Jessup, who, you know, for example, could have been on the verge of releasing something because of this conversation he wanted to have with Manson Valentine. So in other words, it's not your average UFO researcher who happens to write a book on Roswell. It's when there's a fear somebody has something that can really tip the scales. Now, contrary to a lot of people think, and I know they think this because they've said it to me, you know, I don't live some Fox Mulder life where the phone rings and somebody says, you know, meet me at the nearest parking lot at midnight, I've got a stash of documents for you. That doesn't happen. That's never happened. You know, I interview people. I use the Freedom of Information Act. I take like a journalistic approach. But, you know, I don't run around underground bases, you know, or meeting four or five Mr. X type characters everywhere. That just doesn't happen. And so although I've written extensively about cover-ups and conspiracies in relation to UFOs, you know, I don't have any smoking gun that could tip the scales. And I think it's the people who do, or who are suspected of having something that could tip the scales, they're the ones that need to worry. You know, for example, that's why, you know, people have written about the NSA linked to UFOs. Nothing happened to them. But look at Edward Snowden. That was because that's a totally different situation, where you have somebody who steals documents from the NSA versus somebody who writes about public knowledge on UFOs and the NSA. It's two totally different things. And I think you can make that analogy with ufology. There's a massive difference between writing about the subject and being someone who's got something that can prove the subject.
Right. Very good point. And I want to kind of emphasize that point by saying it's not the ETs that we should be worried about so much. It's the human elements that are nervous about very closed system terrestrial secrets that might be divulged.
One thing I would stress as well is that, you know, people have asked me, why is the government doing this? Why are they killing people? I actually don't think it is the government. I don't think it's the CIA or the NSA or the FBI. I really do think that, as I believe with the UFO phenomenon itself and the secrecy surrounding it, I think we're dealing with like a shadow agency that operates outside of government. One probably has links and tentacles all around the world, kind of actually like what Jim Keith was looking into at the time of his death, the so-called octopus, as it became known, this sort of shadowy, almost like an occult type group, but with official links, like a modern day Illuminati or something. And I actually think this is the people we should be looking for if we could find them. You know, a lot of people think it's the Pentagon or the CIA. I actually don't think they're the bad guys in this at all. I think it's something outside specifically of government that even people in the Pentagon have no knowledge of. And I think they're the ones who are responsible for wiping out these people. They're sort of, you know, like a, they're the real power players in the world. You know, they're the real string pullers, not just the president or the prime minister or whatever.
All you have to do is look at Danny Casolaro and Gary Webb, and you could come up with a number of individuals that have been digging into very close system, manipulation behind the scenes by very powerful entities. Those are the people that tend to be, at least in my estimation, generally, they're the ones that are targeted and die to regret it.
Yeah. Would you blame, Nick, this may be the last question, would you blame maybe some of those private billionaires who own huge conglomerates like the Koch brothers?
Dumb.
Not really. No, I think it is. I think the shadow agency are the ones. You know, there are bodies and wreckage. I think it was siphoned off from the military decades ago into like some private corporation shadow group, and I think it's specifically geared to hiding the truth and investigating the UFO phenomenon. It may not actually be tied to other issues and corporations at all. So I think it's a shadow UFO group specifically dealing with that angle. And when somebody needs taken out, they've got the connections, you know, with somebody who can get the job done. And it's all off the record, off the books, payment under the table, nothing to do with government at all. It's just totally, you know, this totally separate entity that's, you know, nobody knows exists, but actually has threads all across the planet.
It gives the government plausible deniability. That's
well,
how it
doesn't
works.
Just, no, I would actually disagree with it. It gives them plausible deniability. Because
they don't need it. It's like they're as confused as everybody else.
Yeah, they don't, yeah, that makes it sound like they're actually involved. I don't believe they are involved. I think plausible deniability kind of implies they're implicit. I don't think they are. I think.
You think it's totally independent? Someone is under control. Maybe it's Illuminati. Maybe who knows?
Something like that. Yeah.
Sure.
But not the government.
Nick Redfern, where can we find more information about the things you write about?
People can reach me at my blog, which is Nick Redfern Fortean, as in Fortean Times, Fortean. Nick Redfern Fortean.blogspot.com. People can buy the books on Amazon or off the shelves in Barnes and Noble. Or people can just find me at Facebook, type in Nick Redfern, and scroll through all the various Nick Redferns, and they'll find me.
He's there lurking. You can find Chris O'Brien at OurStrangePlanet.com, OurStrangePlanet.com. If you buy his new book, Stalking the Herd, directly from his site, Chris gets all the money, and he signs and he numbers them. You can find us on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. We are The Paracast on Twitter. You will find a grand total of 2 Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. I think if I try to close one, I'll be attacked by the people at Facebook, because you can't close a Facebook account, they tell me. Anyway, Nick Redfern, thanks for joining us on The Paracast.
Thanks, guys.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.